afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I am really excited about having a special guest today. Her name is Christine Long, and she's a natural health practitioner and personal development facilitator. Christine is the director and founder of A New You, Mind Body Solutions, Aromatic Essences, and Divine Direction Growth Tools. Hi, Christine.
Hello there, Carolyn. How are you?
We're wonderful. My golly, that's a lot after your name, you know.
Yeah, it sort of sounds impressive, but I don't know how impressive it is.
Oh, I think it is. I want to get in and talk about your work, but before we do, I think it would be a good idea to give our listeners a sense of who Christine Long is. So, Christine, you know, I have found that light workers the world over have followed a certain path. Some light workers knew in the very beginning that they had spiritual work to do, and other light workers are just awakening now. So tell me, how long ago was it that you knew that you had this very special path to follow?
I guess it was a very subtle thing in the earlier years of my life. Around 18 years, I'm 51 now, and around 18, I started on a spiritual journey, and that was, you know, meditation, yoga, that sort of thing, eating really well, and it was probably a little bit more weirder out there then, and slowly but surely, over many years, I became more and more in tune with myself and got clearer and clearer about where I was going and what my journey was. And it's been a process, really, and to the point where then I started to work in the field professionally, and then it became a very big part of my life because I realised I was here to help others and also here for my own evolution to ascend at some point.
Tall order, isn't it? Helping others and helping your own evolution. We're all
Sorry, Carolyn.
I was just going to say we're all working on that, and sometimes it can get a little confusing. So what was it, from what you're telling me, this was a subtle thing that you gradually came to, that this was your mission. Now, I could explain to people the different things that you work with, but I really would like for it to come from you. Now, can you give me a little background about the aromatic essences that you work with so people have some concept of what this does for them?
Yes, certainly. The aromatic essences have been a work in process over many, many years, probably from a good 20 years, because I'm qualified in a number of areas and a number of modalities. And one of that is aromatherapy from an orthodox sense, so I am formally qualified. However, like a lot of people out there, they probably can relate to it, that there's knowledge there that they can't explain, you don't learn it in a course. And so over time, I've been working with essences and working with aromatherapy and working with energy. And slowly but surely, these products, these formulations came together. About 5 years ago, I had quite a major spiritual experience. I mean, within all those 30 years, I've had many different experiences, but this one was quite significant. And that was when I actually had been doing a lot of process work. I'd been to a workshop, and on my way home, what actually happened is I teleported, and that was quite an interesting experience. It wasn't anything too elaborate. It was literally me going from one suburb to probably, say, another four or five suburbs across town. But what I realised after that experience, I think what had happened is that a whole lot of information had been downloaded, and much of my preparation up until that point of learning and growing within myself sort of put me in a place where this could happen, and then all this information came down and downloaded in me for me to be able to come together, for it all to come together, and for me to be able to develop these essences. And what these essences do is they work on the mind-body-soul connection, and they support people in clearing away the blocks, the emotional imbalances, the hindrances that they may be experiencing in their own spiritual journey, in their own evolution. And they've all formulated with 22 or more ingredients. They're very comprehensive. They're all pure and natural. They're all aligned to certain planetary alignments. So they've got quite a bit of depth, and they're quite complex, but people don't have to understand the complexities of them. All they need to do is to use them on a regular basis, and they will experience the results for themselves.
Well, I'm rather intrigued with the thought that you teleported. Were you in a car? Were you walking down the street?
Yes. Well, what actually happened, I was driving home, and one minute I was in one place, and the next minute I was in another. It's interesting. It sounds very fantastic and everything, but it was really quite just an event that happened, and it was only afterwards that I realized what had happened. And, you know, I know that it happened because I arrived home earlier than I would have arrived if I'd gone straight home. And it was interesting. I didn't end up somewhere where I wouldn't know where I was. It wasn't a completely familiar area, the suburb. I wasn't completely knowing exactly where I was, but I sort of got a bit of a, where the main road was, I sort of knew, oh, well, that was a particular road and that led to another road, so I wasn't totally disorientated. And then I just went home to bed, and I woke up, and from that point on, many symbols started to come in, information, and I just over time started putting this information down, typing, you know, early hours in the morning, different formulations and information that each essence represents.
You know, this sounds quite unusual, but actually it's not as unusual as it sounds. There are many light workers who have had what we would consider unusual events in their lives, and in that event that we would consider unusual, they receive a download of information as you have received it. So
yes,
it is quite helpful, but we don't have to have years and years of study before we get to the spiritual information that we're working with.
Yes, and I think that's more and more prevalent as time goes on. Because I, like yourself, I've been around a long time, but there's people coming in now more and more, and they're having different experiences at different times, and they don't necessarily have to do, as you said, years and years of work. I suppose my journey, just in the years that I was born and what my journey entailed, it took me quite a while to evolve, and I had various experiences over that time, but that's the one that really stands out, when the information started to get really downloaded with the symbols and so on. So that was sort of like a very, very conscious turning point. Whereas before, it was really my own evolution, growing, developing, learning, and then also helping others within that. But that was something that was just sort of came out of the blue. And I do feel maybe I call that my apprenticeship in the early years, where I was evolving and increasing my vibration and so on, so that I could be ready and prepared for that experience.
Christine, thank you for sharing that with us, because there are people who are starting to awaken, and they are starting to have what they might consider strange events in their lives. And it's good for them to hear that other people have been through this, and it's quite normal. So
yes,
thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and it's not scary or any of those things. It's just, it's quite intriguing and fascinating and very rewarding.
I would agree. Now, on the different essences, how many, during this period of time, how many essences have you developed?
Yes. Well, the range that I've put together, that's sort of formally put together in some sort of concept so that people can work with them more easily and understand which essences are right for them and so on, there's 22 aromatic aura mists. And within that, there's three ranges. And one is the new moon range, where there are 12. And they're all aligned to each new moon. And it doesn't mean that you have to use them at the new moon. It's just the alchemical symbols and cosmic symbols that are utilized within each essence are aligned to that energy, to the higher properties of that energy of the new moon for each month. So you're getting the benefit of using, of having access to that energy. And each one helps to clear anything, you know, any blocks that may be holding you back. Then the next range, which there are five, is the stellar range. And there also, they help lift your vibration and help clear and replenish your energy fields and your chakra system. And they're a good all-round one to use on a regular basis. And they're aligned to certain planetary alignments. And the third range is the ascension range, which is there are four. And they're very heart-centered, in actual fact, they're all heart-centered on one level, but the focus here is connecting the mind and heart. And there is four in the ascension range.
You have a lot of information here, considering that you've got 22 items to discuss. Would you be kind enough, Christine, to tell people what your web address is so that people who want more specific information can go there and read about it?
Yes, that would be it. The website address is www.anewyou, which is anewyou.com.au, and also divinedirection.com. Both of those websites have all the information. And it's important to say that as I talk about them, it's a lot to take in, but when it actually comes to choosing the right essence for someone, it's very straightforward and very clear. There's an intention phrase, there's an affirmation, there's a little profile, the name of the essence. Whatever anyone resonates with, they'll get a hit to think, oh, yeah, that's the one that's right for me.
I'm really curious about the fact that these essences seem to be connected to energies of the new moon and of the full moon.
Yes.
I don't know how to quite express this. In the new moon, are you able to describe what that means to an individual? Is it fair to say that in the new moon, this is when you are beginning projects?
That's correct. The new moon, the moon was relevant to the essences is because the moon, it has such a strong connection to Earth and indirectly a strong connection to us and as human beings. And everyone knows the importance of the moon with the tides. And, you know, there's been lots of reports and validation of, you know, people going a bit strange in full moons because that's right at its fullest potential. And so that can make people feel really quite out of balance if they've got emotional issues. So the new moon represents the beginning of that cycle. And the new moon's about seeding, about beginning. And it's about the beginning of the cycle for that month. So if you can align yourself to the new moon energy of what it represents for that particular month and then work with that energy on many levels within your energy structure, it can help transform and take you through to a new level. So the essences, not only are they have very powerful properties within them, they're also aligned to that new moon energy, because the moon is very related to our emotional nature. That's why it affects women a lot with their menstrual cycles and so on. And this isn't really anything too out there to comprehend, because there is quite a lot of documentation over time that has proven that how much the moon does affect us and the earth.
Now, let's take an example, for instance. Let's suppose a person is beginning a new project, and this is a project they're planning on, and it's very important to them. Would you agree that starting this project in a new moon would be the right time to start a new project?
Well, I would. I also appreciate that there's a lot of other complexities within that, because there's divine timing and so on.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the beginning of a cycle of the moon, that is definitely the best time, because once it builds up to, you know, close to, say, 2 weeks, it then starts waning. So the energy is starting to subside. So even logic would say that wouldn't probably be the ideal time to launch something, get something moving. But, you know, it's when you use it, when you start a project at the beginning of the month, you're really utilizing the very best energy and your own full potential, and you allow that to build. So really, I suppose to answer your question, the answer is yes, but you've also got to be a bit in tune with yourself as well and understand sometimes there's divine timing with things.
Yes, I certainly can agree with you on that. What had occurred to me when you were talking about these certain essences that were programmed to the energy of the new moon, it occurred to me that if you had a project and you wanted to start at the new moon, would it be very helpful then to use the essence that was connected with that new moon when you decided to launch your project?
You can look at it like that with these essences. However, as a general rule, we just suggest that people use the essence that they resonate with at the time, because a lot of people don't know when the new moon is, or it becomes can become a little bit tedious. There is many people that use the essences that are very much follow that philosophy and enjoy following that philosophy. Many astrologers that understand the planetary alignments and the cycles and so on. And it's not to say that that isn't useful and very beneficial. However, as a general rule, if I was a person that procrastinated a lot and that I was having trouble getting motivated, but it was sort of in June, the essence that would come to mind would be the courage essence, because that's about being motivated, moving forward. But it's in June, and the courage essence is actually aligned to the Aries new moon, because that's what that energy represents. So you could use that essence at any time for what you require, where another essence might be the nurture essence, and you require to nurture yourself and to connect with your family and so on. Well, that could be any time in the year, but within you, that's what you require. So that's the essence that you would utilize at any time.
Thank you, Christine. Let's take a minute and invite listeners who might have some questions for you to call into BBS Radio, because this is a live show, and Christine would be delighted to answer your questions. We have a toll-free number here. It's 877-876-5227. And if you are a resident of Canada, we have a toll-free number here for you also. It's 888-815-9756. Now, I'm looking at some of the things that you work with, Christine, and I notice that you have 4 essences for ascension, which
yes.
I find very exciting.
Yes.
This ignite the goddess within.
Yes.
That resonates with me.
Okay.
Is there anything that you can tell me about that? And our listeners?
Yes, well, the goddess energy is really the energy that is really what is so relevant at this time of our own of our own evolution, of our own spiritual path. And it's about bringing through the goddess energy, the feminine energy, because in the patriarchal world and with what has been going on over many, many centuries, but even in the modern world, we've become very male orientated, and we've forgotten the power of the goddess, of the feminine, of bringing forth that powerful energy. The goddess is very compassionate, it's very loving, it has a lot of wisdom, it's very receptive and open. And so this allows an individual, by using this, to transcend anything that's hindering that. And that is both for men and for women, because many men that are now on their own spiritual journey, they're endeavouring to bring that forth within themselves, because that is allowing their dynamic masculine energy to be supported with that receptive, wise energy of the goddess.
Thank you. Now, this I'm a little bit curious about Homeward, which
yes.
you consider an ascension energy. So can you possibly tell us a little bit about that? Because I loved your description of the goddess within.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, being a goddess, you probably would relate to it. the Homeward one, it is a little bit of an unusual name, but what's behind it is that one of the things that I discovered in my healing work, and with a very close friend of mine and colleague, Lorraine Hill, who's an excellent astrologer, we discovered that the Hades, which is a planet, it's where it represents our past life trauma, our really severe core past life trauma. And from that point on, over all our lives, we find that we have, we can repeat that trauma over and over again in varying ways. So the scenario might be slightly different, but the trauma has the same flavour, where there might be deep, you know, betrayal or trust or whatever, lack of trust or whatever. And so that trauma stays in your cells. And because it's part of our programming, we then unconsciously can keep repeating that until we actually learn the lesson. But unfortunately, with the Hades, it's very, very tricky, because it creates a lot of sabotages, because human nature obviously wants to avoid that trauma again. So we would create a life where we think, well, I'm not going to create that trauma again. This is on an unconscious level. So we'll make lots of decisions going down a certain path. But what we're actually doing is just moving away from the trauma, because the trauma hasn't been healed. And that creates its own sabotages in our life, because we're not really following our true path. So what happens is, it can seem that we keep hitting brick walls or blocks in our life, or keep repeating the same scenario, no matter how much work we actually do on ourselves. So the Hades, so the Homeward essence is actually helping to release that trauma and helping people see where their sabotages are, and supporting them in letting that go, so that they can start being empowered in themselves and make the choices not from avoiding trauma, but from what is truly innately their true path.
It reminds me of a pattern that we do not like, but we keep attracting it to ourselves because we haven't cleared that pattern. Would you agree with that?
That's absolutely perfect, Carolyn. I probably took a long time to say exactly what you said, but that's really what the Homeward represents. And specifically, we're talking about a very deep trauma. So it can be really quite entrenched, and so those patterns can be quite severe. They can be very disruptive around relationships, career, money. Sometimes they can be really quite upsetting to people. They can be really quite frustrating. Mm.
You see, from information that I'm receiving, that is what is happening now, is this is the time when we are to release these past traumatic patterns and relationships, I would say this is a very important essence for most people because they're working on this right now. They're working on trying to release these past patterns. I think that's extremely important.
It is very, very important, and I have found that people have been drawn to that essence for that very reason. And what it can do is it starts to show you the patterns more clearly. You see it in a different way, and it starts to create an inner place, like a haven inside yourself, and it connects you to your higher self because the Hades energy actually is hidden in your subconscious. So sometimes it's very hard to get to. So this essence, along with any other healing work you're doing, can be incredibly supportive. It can actually even help the healer work with you to uncover the deep sabotages, because if you don't, sometimes even your healer can get sucked into the sabotages. So this helps people resonate at a much higher level, a much higher vibration, so they can see things much more clearly to finally be able to see what those sabotages really, really are.
Christine, I know how easy it is to use your vibrational mist because I've used them myself. What I would like for you to do, if you would, is just explain to people how you use them because it is so simple.
Well,
I don't want
is,
people to think that it's something complicated.
That's right. Well, it is very simple, and that's what's been quite profound because, as I mentioned earlier, all of this was downloaded, and I really know that I don't think I would have had the ability to think through the complexities of what they are and then make it so simple for people. All you do is you spray three sprays above your head, which goes into the crown chakra and works right through your nervous system and your chakra system and your energy matrix. Each essence has quite a unique aroma. They're all beautiful aromas. The only one that's probably not quite as sweet is the yang aroma. There's a yang essence in the Ascension range, which for obvious reasons has a much more musky, sort of a deeper sort of aroma because it's more the masculine energy bringing that through for an individual, either male or female. However, it's just when you use the essences, it's just three sprays above the head three times a day, and you allow that to permeate through your being, and it's a very pleasurable experience, and you inhale the aroma. And each little energetic signature from the essence permeates your being, and it works with your energy for a good 8 hours after you've sprayed yourself. So by using it three times a day, you're getting a 24-hour healing process, a transformational process, and they last for 2 months. So over a two-month period, every day, you're starting to work with your own energy matrix for your own transformation.
So how long would you say this would take for an individual to complete a round of this? A couple minutes?
Oh, the three sprays, it only takes seconds. It's literally three sprays of a bottle. So it's one, two, three, allowing that to fall over a person. So it's only a matter of, you know, moments. And with each essence, you get a little product flyer with all the information of the essence along with a specific affirmation that you can utilize with the essence. And your viewers would know that, or your listeners, I should say, would know the importance of affirmations. They've been around a long time, and they're very useful. However, we often find they're just not enough because they're not quick enough. They're not they don't get the results that we want. However, they are a very positive thing to do. So a lot of people like to have something that they can focus on when they're using the essence. So we've got affirmations that go along with each essence that people can utilize with the essence if they wish.
Well, this is what I wanted people to realize is the short amount of time that it takes and the great results that you can get from this.
Yes.
Now, we've spent a lot of time on the essences, and I know you are involved with so many other creative projects. Can you give me a little idea about the cards that you have designed?
Yes. Well, the oracle cards came to fruition through the essences. And, you know, there's a number of different oracle cards out there, and they're all wonderful and beautiful and all helpful. And these are, these have just got a different flavor to them. They have affirmations. They have an intention phrase. So that when you utilize them, they're giving you something to support you throughout the day. They've also got cosmic symbols on them, so even just and astrology symbols on them, so even just pulling out a card, it does have a psychophysical effect on your being. And they have key words on them as well. So they work on a number of different levels for an individual. And the feedback I've had has been really, really positive. You can pull out a card at the beginning of your day, or it can be a spontaneous reading where you just feel like you need some insight and you ask for your highest good and you pull out a card and you have something to hold on to, an affirmation, you have an intention for with regard to that specific issue that starts to permeate in your psychophysical being that can support you. And then there is a three-card reading, which is very straightforward and gives you some insight about what's required for the past, the present, and the future for the issue that you're questioning. And there's just a little instruction card that's in the pack, and people can, if they want to do that little three-card reading, can read how to do that.
I just want to take a moment here, Christine, and invite people to call in. You know, so many times they sit back and listen to our guests because they're so fascinating, and you have such fascinating information. And I want to remind our listeners that we're over halfway through the program, so you have 20 minutes. Don't hold back your questions. So many times people call right before we're ready to get off the air and we can't give them the answers they want. So, folks,
yes,
give us a call, 877-876-5227. And before we get into some more questions, Christine, how about giving your giving out your website address one more time?
Yes, the website address is the three W's, obviously, and it's anewyouanewyou.com.au, and the other website is divinedirection.com.
Thank you. I know that you work in some other areas, and you didn't send me literature on that, and that is some of the healing work that you do with people. Do you care to give us some background on that at this time?
Yes, yes, I can. The healing work that I do is works with the very, very deep core beliefs. And the philosophy behind that is what we believe, we create. And what we believe, that is what who we are and what we are. And belief...
Before you go on, I know I'm interrupting you, but that is so profound. That is so profound, Christine. Just repeat that one more time because it truly is profound.
Okay. What we believe is who we are and what we create in our life. So whatever our belief structure is, whether positive or negative, limited or unlimited, however you want to look at it, that's what we create in our life. And that's why you'll see such a cross-section of realities for people in their lives. Because it's what their belief structure is, and it can either work for you or can work against you. So if you uncover your deep core beliefs that are limiting you within your psychophysical structure, what happens is that creates a ripple effect within your energy structure, and you start to resonate, and you're at a different level, and your magnetic field actually starts to resonate at a different level. So what happens, you start to create a different life, a different reality for yourself, because your belief structure is now supporting what your true heart's desire is and who you truly are, not the limitations of your old beliefs.
Let's say for a second a person knows that they have a limiting belief. Maybe the limiting belief, I'm just going to choose one, is that they have a poverty thought. They believe that they can't be prosperous on some level, and they want to change this.
Yes.
How would you work with an individual like this to release that block?
That's probably one of the very common ones, and especially for light workers and spiritual people, because there's a lot of limitation around that. A person doesn't necessarily have to actually know what the belief is, but they'll know by what you've just said, Carolyn, that in their life they are struggling financially. So that in its own right, whatever is happening in your life, there is a level of beliefs going on. Now, we could say, well, I'm not good enough. Now, that might be one of them. But my experience has been there's many. And this is why sometimes people don't get a result in their healing work, because you know, it can be up to 20 beliefs or whatever, and they're all connected like a web. So even if you're aware that, okay, I've got self-esteem issues, or I don't think money's good or whatever, that's all fine, but you have to get to the root cause and the real wording of what those beliefs are, so that they can be dismantled and eliminated. And once that happens, that creates a ripple effect within your energy, which then ultimately you start creating a different way of being. And you don't have to think about it. It just starts to happen.
Have you found that some of these limiting beliefs have come from past lifetimes, or at least, how shall we say, based in past lifetimes?
Absolutely. More often than not, they are, because we're talking about the deep core beliefs. So sometimes it can be from childhood and from the womb. That does happen. But a lot of the old souls that come, people have been around for a long time, is very much relevant to past lives, parallel realities, even other dimensions. And this is why they've been hard to shift. And some people may have done a lot of work on themselves, and it's very frustrating. And it's just the deep core beliefs that are getting in the way. So the scenario will come up about the life. Well, I write down all the beliefs related to that, and then we clear it together. And then we replace that with unlimited affirmations. So when you shift energy, you need to replace it with higher vibration energy. So we do that, and the whole process is then completed. And that makes a shift in the person's nervous system, so that they don't even have to really think about it anymore. It's already reprogrammed.
Well, that's beautiful. My experience has been that a lot of people who are having prosperity issues, where there's not enough money to cover their daily expenses, have made vows of poverty in the past, either to the church or to the king.
Yes.
I've seen this so many times. And
yes.
I think for some people who are going through this right now, it's a real eye-opener to even consider that some of these things from the past is what's overshadowing their life right now, and just how easy it is to release this if you're working with someone who is aware.
Yes.
And, Christine, I have to congratulate you for that, because I don't think there are a lot of people who really are working in that field.
Yes, yes. Well, I guess this has been part of my journey, and this is, you know, where I've been shown that I can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not the whole answer, but it's a really important key area in people's healing process that does get lost and does get forgotten, because if the beliefs are there sabotaging, it can be very frustrating, because a person can be very evolved, can be very aware and know a lot and have a lot of inner wisdom, but that those deep core beliefs that they can't get access to keep blocking them all the time, which can be incredibly frustrating.
Now, let's suppose a person felt like they really needed your help to work on a healing. I'm not sure I noticed that on your website, Do they have to call you to make an appointment? How does that work?
Yes, the great thing about the work is that I can do it over the phone. I don't have to be with people, and so I even do that with people that are local in Australia. For whatever reason, they find the telephone consultation easier for them. And to find out more about that on my website, if you look under services, that talks about each modality that I work with, and that will explain what I'm talking about. Part of the work also, it helps to clear those deep core beliefs and past lives, but also anything that has happened in childhood that's created a pattern, anything like that that's relevant for the individual. And it can also clear deep core contracts that people have unconsciously been unaware of in regard to people in their lives that tend to block them. And those contracts and agreements, it's like any contract and agreement, we are committed into keeping that agreement going. If we have a contract to buy a house, we're committed in fulfilling buying that house. But sometimes that house is not relevant for us anymore. That no longer serves us. So it's a bit like a contract with a person, an individual. So what that we can do also is clear those deep core contracts that can also go back to past lives.
Well, Christine, I think a lot of people have a good concept of past lifetimes, and they probably even have a good concept about things that have happened in this present lifetime or in the womb. But you mentioned something that I think is intriguing, and you were talking about parallel lifetimes?
Yeah, parallel realities. Yeah.
Realities. Okay, parallel realities. Can you give us a little concept as to what you meant by that?
I guess it's really just terminology in a way, Carolyn. What I mean by that, a parallel, because in a way there's no such thing as time. Like a past life can be something that is happening at this time. And it's very hard for us to get around that in a way. But there's parallel realities. And what I find is when we go in and we clear the core beliefs, what happens is once they're cleared, that reality, either it's a past life or a parallel reality, just depending on the terminology, actually shifts and the whole thing changes. So it hasn't even existed. And that's when true healing takes place, because the whole situation has been transformed. So parallel realities are part of things that are going on another reality that are affecting us.
Well, I was really intrigued with that because I talk to people on the other side, and what they tell me all the time is that all time is simultaneous. You know, it's hard
That's
for us
right.
to understand this because we're in a linear time. One event comes after another, and it's hard to understand or even accept that all time streams are simultaneous.
It is. It's very hard for us to get a head around it. But what's interesting is it makes sense, because if you clear a life and you reframe it so that it's different and it has an impact on this life, that makes perfect sense that it's all simultaneous and it's all connected.
Healing sounds like something very complicated, but once you get to the core issue, it sounds like everything surrounding that core issue has been healed. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would, because it's like a ripple effect. It's like a web has just been broken and everything starts to fall away. And once the core is gone, there's no reason for everything else around it to hold on, because that core has gone, and then everything can fall back into balance.
How long does a telephone conference take with usually, like if someone's calling you on the telephone for a telephone conference for healing, how long do those times last? I mean, is it a half an hour, an hour?
It's generally around an hour. sometimes with the Hades core issues, that can be very, very major. And sometimes that can take a couple of hours, and what we'll do is we'll do an hour because it's fairly intense and fairly intense for me as well. And the person is working with me, so it's usually enough, an hour is enough. And then we might then revisit that a week later or make another time to complete it. But that is only about 20% of the time, 30% of the time. The rest of the time, 70% of the time, we will be able to complete it in an hour.
I think that's remarkable when you consider some of these issues that are a very deep core issue that an individual can clear them within an hour. I mean, I just think that's remarkable.
Well, what happens is it's fairly intense but very focused, and we don't have to do a lot of talking. When a person contacts me, I don't have to know anything about them. I'm not big on a lot of dialogue because I find that we've been used to talking about the issues over and over again. It really doesn't change anything. If anything, it just reinforces that there's an issue. So I'm not big on a lot of dialogue. People don't have to tell me anything. I can just go in and come up with what the core beliefs are and tell them what they are, and then we work towards clearing them.
Well, you didn't mention this, Christine, but it sounds to me like you're working as an energy worker. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you see into the physical body, or do you see into the emotional body? Oh, I don't know what that was.
No. I can see in the physical body. It's not my focus. That's really more for medical intuitives and things like that. I don't really go down that track. Occasionally when there's pain or there's, because sometimes there's deep entities and dark energies and things locked in the body and so on, so we can clear those because they can often contribute to pain. But basically I get shown, if I ask, whatever we ask for the session, I get shown. Well, that's what we will get. And so then I'll just go in and I'll come out with the information, write it down, and then we'll move towards clearing it. So it's very efficient, and because I've been around for a long time and I've had a lot of work done on myself and work with people, it's no time to be messing around too much anymore. We just want to get on with it and clear the stuff. So I'm very, probably very matter of fact with it. We just get on with it, find out what the issues are, and we clear them, so that it's very time efficient.
You must be working with the spiritual hierarchy to be able to pinpoint this so quickly. Is that the case?
I work which I haven't mentioned actually, with regard to all of this journey. What I discovered, especially after the Talisman experience, is that I work with 10 beings, and they're called the Palladian Unity Group of Christ Consciousness. So it's very much aligned with the Christ Consciousness energy, and these 10 beings are what have support me.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry for interrupting you, Christine.
That's okay.
The sound that we heard was a caller calling in with a question, and I want to give them the opportunity of the question, but I also want people to realize that you are working with the Pleiadians. I think this is very important information, that you have that kind of backing to fall back on. Caller, what is your name? Yes?
Yes, the caller is... Hello?
Yes, the caller's name?
The caller's name is Maria. Sorry to interrupt. She was so interested. I didn't realize she was talking about the Pleiadians. And I just had a quick question. This show is an absolute delight. I'm enjoying it tremendously. On the essences that she talked about at the very beginning, can she direct us how to actually get into the ascension of essences, the H essences, and the oracle cards? Is it?
I'm not quite sure I understand what you're saying, Maria. Would you? You wanted Christine to go back to the essences, but I heard that, but I'm not sure of the question.
Where can we find it on that website? I'm into the website, but there's a tremendous amount of talk there. So
okay, Christine, did you hear her, dear? Maria is at your website. She wants to know where to go to get the information on the essences.
Okay. When you go into the website, you'll see where it says shop and DIY tools. The essences are classified as do-it-yourself tools. And once you click on that, you'll see a list, and it'll have New Moon Essences, Stellar Ascension, the Oracle Cards, the CD, and so on. It's got a list. So as soon as you click on to shop and DIY tools, you'll actually go into that area.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm not going to hold you so that you can get back to the Palladium.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Christine, you know, this has been an hour that we are on board. We probably have 1 minute. And what I might ask you, would you come back again?
I would absolutely love to.
Okay, see, folks who are out there listening to us, Christine has promised to come again. And as we leave, we just have enough time for you, Christine, to give your website address one more time.
Yes, the website is the three W's, aneweyou.com.au, and the three W's, divinedirection.com.
Christine, thank you, dear. We look forward to having you again.
Okay, thank you so much, Carolyn, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, dear. Bye.
Bye-bye.